Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del, and it's another edition of Tell Del Tuesday, but we're going to do it in a Tell Al fashion. What does that mean? We're going to do a Tell Del Tuesday in a Tell Al fashion. Well, what it means is we're going to cover the same content, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. Now, you're used to Del coming on the show and running the operation in a certain way. I mean, if you've listened to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, you kind of got his rhythm down, right? You kind of know what he's going to do. You kind of know what he's going to ask because you're anticipating the fact that he's going to get some great information out of his guests and you're going to learn something from it. So what's different about that and what I do? Well, what I do is I tend to come at my guests from a slightly different perspective. See, Del and I, we're two different people. We come from two different backgrounds. We grew up in different parts of the country. We learned about life in completely different ways. Now, Del went into weightlifting and bodybuilding, and he was a Texas champion. I think he actually did well on the national level. He was a professional bodybuilder, and he was exceptional at that. But here's the thing. Del, he had a retirement problem. He did. He had a retirement problem that he finally realized that he needed to solve somewhere in the age of around 30. Now, me, I spent my early years in the United States Army. As a matter of fact, I spent 27 years serving proudly in the United States Army, and I earned a pension. After 27 years, I thought, you know what? I've got this pension. I can live off the pension. Shouldn't be that hard, right? Should be an easy thing to do. So what happened? Well, I tried to live off the pension. And here's my result. It wasn't enough money. There wasn't enough money. See, I had a retirement problem too. So in 2017, I found I didn't find the company. Del founded the company back in 1990. Let me be very clear about that. But I found Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017, and I realized that I had a huge retirement problem, and Lifestyles Unlimited put me on their roadmap, and I achieved retirement in 2 years. Now, it normally takes 5 years for people to get retired. By the way, I'm nobody special. You have to understand that I had tasted retirement once and I lost it. It slipped through my fingers and I was desperate to get it back. So I did everything that Del taught me to do to change the trajectory of my life. Today, I'm a multimillionaire. Today, I'm not an award winner like Del because I haven't done some of the things that Del has done, but that doesn't make me incompetent. It actually makes me more capable. And here's the point I'm trying to make. Even though I haven't earned the awards, I have earned the knowledge that comes from being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get into the minds of two of our ambassadors. These are folks that had a retirement problem. Now, they come from a completely different walk of life than Del came from and I came from. I'm pretty confident that my guests today, Peggy and Leo, did not serve 27 years in the United States Army, nor were they a professional bodybuilder, but they lived their lives and they grew up in the United States of America and they realized that they had a retirement problem. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring Peggy and Leo onto the show. And the reason I'm going to do this is so that you can learn. Lifestyles Unlimited is dedicated to your education. That's exactly what we do. We're a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all we do. And we do a really good job of it. Peggy, Leo, welcome back to the show. I got to stop talking. Otherwise, I'm just going to chew up all of your time and we're never going to get the good information that we want to get from the two of you. How are you doing, by the way?
Oh, Al, we're doing great. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, Al, it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it is good to It is good. You know, last time I saw you, Leo, it was a couple weeks ago. I went up to a multifamily road trip in the Dallas area, and I didn't get to see you during the presentation part and the touring part, but I saw you at the after party, man, and you were like holding court. It was amazing to watch you in operation. You were talking to Lifestyles Unlimited members, and you looked like you were having a blast. Were you having a blast doing that?
I was having a blast doing it. You're exactly right. I'll tell you, Al, sometimes it's just you walk into that pre-auditorium room where they give the presentations and stuff, and I'll tell you, the electricity, the excitement, and it's pretty inspiring because everybody in that room is excited. I mean, and talking about the same thing, they're learning, you know, talking about what's going on in their life and stuff. And we have many friends and through the years here after 10 years, and it's just electric. And so, it was really exciting seeing you too. I mean, you really said, "Hey, Leo," you know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. So I turned and there you were. You were doing your own little, holding your own little court. You had a number of people you were talking to. And I thought, well, you know, how nice of you to say something. And I was sitting there looking at you, and I was really about the second time I think I've ever seen you. And it just kind of took me by surprise, but it was great seeing you.
Yeah, I was having a blast. I was networking. I was meeting all kinds of people that are Lifestyles Unlimited members that come from different walks of life. Kind of like you and Peggy came from a different walk of life than I came from. What were you guys doing for retirement? I mean, you guys did the normal thing, go to school, get good grades, yada, 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 get into the workforce, trade, you know, 40, 50, 60 years time for money, build up a bag of money and pray you don't die before the bag of money runs out, right? I mean, you were taught that nonsense.
Boy, you said it so well. That's exactly what our situation was. Absolutely. Yeah, so Leo was in sales for a number of years, and then I've been in sales and management. And then my last job was I was with the National Bank for about 17 years. And I retired in 06, and then what we started doing, we started buying stock and trading puts and calls. And we were pretty good with that through the recession and a little bit beyond. But it got to the point where we couldn't sell the calls and the puts anymore because the value of the stock had gone down so much that we had to make a change. And really, we were thinking that we were going to have to get back in corporate. And this was like around, 2013, 2014. And we were kind of, it wasn't real happy around here. And Leo said, "You know what? I've been listening to Dale Walmsley for years. And why don't we go over there and listen to them and see what they have to offer?" And so what we did, we went to what they call the 2-day, which is the 16-hour training in multifamily and single family. And Leo had some experience in real estate. You certainly don't have to have that to be successful in Lifestyles because they train you and all that. But he knew enough to where he could see during the training that this was for real. And it took me a little while, but I started thinking about it. And we knew that, we were told that Lifestyles members had been trained to win the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner, that they had won that award for the last, since 06, I believe, something like that. And Dale Walmsley was the first one to win the award. And so he's done a great job of training subsequent members to do the same. But back to when we went to the 2-day training, I didn't know the company as well. And I just had to prove to myself, I had to get on that computer and type in the apartment association and just see if our members' names appeared on their website. And they did. And I was like, wow. So anyway, at that point, I decided to join.
Leo, you were going to talk a little bit about some of the differences that Dale Walmsley has made in your life.
I had done a little bit of real estate, in my past, and my father did also. And I got to watch a little bit of what he did. And so it was great. I always wanted to be a real estate investor, but I just never had the money to do it and stuff. And I always thought apartments were going to be a great thing to get in, because right after college, that's what I did. Is I worked with a firm that brokered apartments, and I was more of a gopher than anything. I was kind of a failed real estate broker. But I ended up later on, 35 years going forward, I remember going into the two-day and hearing the, all the information about lifestyles and learned, and I thought, man, this is for a real deal. This is going to be great. And I knew I was in for something because, you know, apartments, it takes sometimes it can take some management. You need to know what you're doing. I always thought that syndications were always done with where you had to have licensed brokers and stuff like that. But you know, lifestyles have found a way to get around that. And it works out really great. And I just thought this is such a great thing because it educates you. And we have just really, we tripled our net worth. We got created cash flow for us, you know, and we're retired. It's just amazing. In the beginning, we started out, and what we did is we ended up doing it to where we traveled around to all the different locations that had brick and mortar. This is back about 10 years ago, and met all the different lead investors and got on everybody's list. And what we did, we'd shop deals that came up, and what we could vet the deals and analyze the deals. We'd find out more about the lead investor, and that was really important. And so we did that, and then we turned around, and we could analyze and see what the rent comps are, and we comped the properties and what the neighborhood was. And started making our investments that first year. We ended up getting into 10 deals, and it worked out beautifully. Since then, we have refied over and over, been in 58 deals total, and right now we're in about 43. And it's just turned into a deal where we tripled our net worth and it's just been a wonderful thing for us. I'll never forget when before we did lifestyles, we were, you know, we'd buy stocks and we would sell calls and puts and stuff like that. But it turned out not being so good after the recession for a while. And so I remember one night, I said, what are we going to do? And Peggy goes, you know, let's stop and say a prayer. So anyways, we said a prayer. I remember we said we'd like to find something where we can make some good money and enjoy doing something. And, we'd be happy and we wouldn't have to go back into the corporate life. And so anyways, it was about 2 months after that. That's when we went into to check out lifestyles. And I tell you what, that was like an answered prayer. So I can't ever say that God doesn't answer prayers. So it was just a real blessing. And, I was going to also mention that Peggy, for someone who was so skeptical in the beginning, she is, if you have bad debt, it's usually consumer debt. Of course, we didn't want to have too much of that. We're more like the guy on the right. Anyway, we're more of like not having any debt and taking too much risk. But after Peggy realized what this organization was about and believed in it, I tell you what, she sure has turned out to be a great partner and investor. It's great to have somebody who's smarter than you are. She pulled her half on the income in with, all our life as being partners and married for 39 years. And she really developed. She's great with numbers. She's a great conversationalist. She's a very attractive lady. She's a lot more, people like to meet her a lot more than they like to meet me. And it's just a deal that we both enjoy talking, visiting with people, and networking. And it's just, we have incredible friendship with so many people. It's just unreal. We don't have to get up and work each day. We don't have to worry about the Sunday night blues. Before, when we were working corporate jobs, we had it. We were doing pretty good, but we watched our money and where you're going in, and what you're spending and stuff. And now we do that still because we've developed the habit of being frugal. But also, it's just a deal. If we want something, we can get it and go there. We go on trips, vacations, and we enjoy being ambassadors and helping other people helping direct other people where they go, where to go to, what to do, with who, the educators are, and what to expect, and making friendships with everybody. And everybody in Lifestyles really has turned into great friends, and it's just been a blessing beyond belief. But Anyway, that's basically it.
I think you're in love with Lifestyles Unlimited, maybe as much as you're in love with Peggy.
Oh, you know what? You're exactly right. I'll tell you what. Well, nothing can beat Peggy, but I'll tell you what. There's nobody that loves Lifestyles more than I do. You know, John Pryor always says that. Well, I'd like to contest him on that, because I'll tell you what, it's just, man, it's worked out. I'm the happiest member in Lifestyles, and it's just a answered prayer is what I should say. So,
you know, we should do that at Expo coming up in October. We should have the most in love with Lifestyles contest. We should bring you on the stage. We should bring John Pry on the stage. You could bring me on the stage too. I think I could compete, because Lifestyles Unlimited did a lot to change my life, just like I know it changed your life. So here's the question I've got for you guys. How big was that bag of money when you decided to stop messing around with stocks and start investing in real estate? But hold your answer. I want you to think about that answer over the break. When we come back, we're going to ask that question again. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del Wamsley. I'm really excited that I have the opportunity to interview Peggy and Leo. Now, just some background on them, some things that I didn't tell you at the beginning of the show. Peggy and Leo have been members of Lifestyles Unlimited for about 10 years. They're in 44 different real estate deals. In other words, they own interests in 44 different apartment communities. And they are doing that to replace what they used to do for retirement. So as we're going to commercial break, I asked you guys kind of a very personal question, and I'm glad the commercial saved me, because it's one of those questions that you may not be comfortable answering. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we share information with each other. We share very personal information. As a matter of fact, I could have a conversation with Leo like I'm doing on the radio, and I could just flat out ask the question, Leo, how big was your bag of money when you decided to stop investing in the stock market and start investing in real estate? And here's what Leo would say.
I would say, Peggy, why don't you take this one?
Man.
Oh, good dodge. I love that one.
Yeah, he got out of that one. He didn't even hesitate, you know?
Oh, he just shifted it right over. I think he's going to go make some coffee, so you better start talking, Peggy.
Yeah, now he's on a retirement break. So, anyway. Okay, well, I'm happy to answer that, Al. So we sold out our stock portfolio, and then we had enough money to get into 10 deals our first year. So then at that point, we kind of maxed out. And the good thing about that, we knew that we were fully deployed, that we were investing our money. We had the opportunity to make money on our money. But the frustrating part was that we just had to sit on our hands so that we wouldn't sign any more PPMs or operating agreements to get into more deals. But then the refis saved us. We were doing a lot of refis in those days, and that's where we would get
a big chunk of our money back, but we'd still be in the deals that we were in, and then that would free up money to get into more deals. So that started helping us grow exponentially. You know, we don't see quite the percentage that we get on refis these days that we used to, but we still are getting refis. And I think as the when the interest rates start going down, we'll see more of that coming up. So that's my answer.
Well, I love your answer. And I love Leo's answer. I love the way he just passed the burden right to you. But at the end of the day, he knew that you had the answer, and he knew that you were better equipped to provide the answer because he knows you so very well. Now, here's the question, Peggy. How well do you know Leo? Uh-oh. We're playing the dating game now.
No, I
changed the entire format of the show.
well, okay. We've known each other for 50 years.
Okay.
We've been together a long time. But, you know, you think you know a person, and then another situation comes up, and you think you know how they're going to handle it. Like on the phone today, you know, he just said, let Peggy answer that question. I did not know he was going to do that. So, anyway. but one neat thing is we do capitalize on each other's skill set. Everybody loves Leo. He asks a million questions at the meetings. He knows real estate very well, and he loves it. And I'm just so glad that he was able to get back into it after those days that he was with his family, you know, doing some real estate, and then had to take a sabbatical and get a corporate job for a while. So it's so good to see him back. So, you know, as a team, we just really capitalize on each other's skill sets. So I think that's important. But it's not to say we know some people in lifestyles that maybe their spouses aren't involved, but they've been very successful too. So either way, it can work.
Yeah. I mean, my own story, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, my wife's attitude was like, yeah, okay, let's just see if this works. And it took 4 years. 4 years from the time that I invested our money into passive deals till the time we started getting those big checks that come when you sell the passive deal. And all of a sudden I showed her one of those big checks, and you know what she said?
What was that?
She said, can you get some more of those? Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, she all of a sudden became a believer. You know, she was very skeptical. She was concerned that the entire time that we were in these deals, that we were going to lose everything, that we were just going to become desolate. And she just knew in the back of her mind that something was going to go terribly wrong until that first deal sold and we got that big fat check. And I showed her that check and she smiled and she said, get some more of those.
You know, I equate that to show me the money. And you
show
did.
Me the money. So, I absolutely did, because, you know, Lifestyles Unlimited made it easy for me. So the question I have for you, I know the question that it's on everybody's mind, is how long did it take you to start seeing those big returns on those first 10 deals that you bought into?
Well, I would say at about 2.5 years being in the club, we were covering our bills. So we became financially independent. So, you know, it took a little while. But, you know, we were working towards our goals and got there, and we've never quit. You know, we've increased our net worth since then. And I guess I would say we've tripled our net worth since we joined 10 years ago. And also that's some of that is unrealized capital gain. And what we do, we just we keep investing. We have a certain dollar amount of nest egg that we keep on hand for, you know, living expenses and, you know, emergencies and all that. And then the rest, we just keep on investing into apartment deals.
So are you guys fully invested? I mean, do you have liquid cash sitting on the side waiting for something to happen in the markets?
Well, okay, so probably the best way to answer that, we analyze deals. We want to make sure that we're comfortable with what we call in Lifestyles the leads. Outside of Lifestyles, it's more known as syndicators or sponsors. And so we network, we get to know people. There's certain people that we feel really comfortable investing with, you know, because maybe they think more like we do. And then what we do, we Lifestyles has a syndication software, which makes it very easy where, you know, we reach out to the leads, we get on their list, and then they email us when they have a deal. And so what we do, we analyze the deal. So we want to make sure we're comfortable with the lead and we're comfortable with the deal. And I tell you, a neat thing about Lifestyles is that, so we're family, we know each other. Let's say that a lead's getting ready to go into a deal. Well, we have what we call the mentors, and the mentors help the lead investors analyze deals, select deals, close deals. And then we have operations consultants, and they're there for the leads after they get in the deal, and they help them with operations. But so if there is a lead investor and they're raising money to get into a deal, then we can email the mentors and the operations consultants, and we can check and make sure that that lead is in good standing with the club and that they're reaching out to them, asking them questions and getting assistance on getting into the deal. And not only that, if this lead is getting into like a second, third time deal, they've done a deal before, then we check with other investors that have been in with them before and just make sure that they have done well on their prior deals and they've communicated and that these investors have made money. So that's really golden, you know. And then another thing is that Lifestyles provides a white paper, and the white paper has in it expectations and rules of how the leads engage in deals. Like, you know, they want them to send us out regular reports on the deal. You know, they want them to send out K-1s and all that. And if a lead is not following the rules, then the lead can get kicked out of the club. And really, it's the white paper is great in the sense that it lets the leads know what is expected of them. But golden for us is passives. It helps us, you know, it protects us. So there's lots of ways we can do that. And then, Al, we crank the numbers and we just make sure that it looks like we're going to get some cash flow and that, you know, we're going to get an equity gain. So that's another part of due diligence. And we've got like a multifamily quick analysis that, you know, the leads provide for us. So it's about, like you said, I mean, it could take a week. It could be 2 or 3 days that we check the leads out. And typically the leads are going to give you, you know, several days up to a week to decide if you want to get into their deal.
What would you say to somebody who's listening to the conversation? Maybe they're a little bit older like we are, and they're kind of stuck. Maybe they're in their 60s or their 70s, and they're listening to us talk about all this passive income, but they're concerned that maybe, hey, you know, maybe I'm too old. Maybe I've missed the boat. What advice would you have for somebody like that?
Well, I tell them we're right there with them. we were... Okay. Yeah, I mean, we were pushing 60 when we joined, so it can be done at any age. It doesn't, you know, matter what your age is. And plus, we have people all ages. You know, I think the youngest ones are in their 20s on up to, I think some people are in their 80s. So, you know, there's opportunity for everybody. And the thing about it is LU provides training and they provide opportunities to network. And really, it's all about networking. And even if you're a reserve person, we always say just go to the meetings, get in groups of people, and just listen to what they're talking about and learn the real estate buzzwords. And once they start hearing the real estate buzzwords and start understanding them, then they feel more comfortable talking to people. But if you're just sitting there listening, then you're learning a lot too. So, you know, I'm not really a quiet person, but I know when I first got in, I was a little hesitant because I didn't really, you know what I was talking about. But thank goodness for Lifestyles and all their training. You know, at some point I felt pretty comfortable and could talk and understand about the real estate.
Let me say also this to you, Al, is that one thing at Lifestyles that's really different and unique is they operate on what's called the abundance mentality. And the abundance mentality is a situation where you have everybody, you know, as you mentioned in the beginning of this program, where everybody shares information with other people, with all the other people. We, like us being passive only, that's all we do. We don't do single family. We don't do anything. But we know a lot of passive investors. Of course, we know a lot of the lead investors. but we're always talking to them, and you're always asking questions, and you're learning things. I don't think I've ever been, or Peggy, we've been to a meeting where we hadn't learned at least one thing, and that's one of the reasons why we go to everything. But anyways, you got to, I know you got to interrupt.
Right.
Yeah, I got to let you go, Leo, because we're at the end of the show. If you want to do what Leo's doing, you want to do what Peggy's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.